The sale of a capital asset results in either a gain or a loss. A capital gain or loss is realized when property is sold. The gain or loss on the sale of real estate is far more than a simple calculation of the sales price minus the original purchase price. The calculation of capital gain requires that the seller's basis in the property be determined. Basis is defined as the dollar amount that the IRS attributes to a property for the purpose of calculating annual depreciation and the gain or loss on the sale of a property. The capital gain on the sale of a property is calculated by subtracting the adjusted basis from the net sales price. The investor's basis in a property begins with the initial purchase price plus allowable acquisition costs, closing costs, etc. Purchase price, $500,000, acquisition cost, plus $40,000, initial basis, $540,000. Over time, the investor may make capital improvements to the property. Capital improvements like recreational facilities and additions to buildings increase the investor's basis in the property. Capital improvements, plus $95,000, adjusted basis, $635,000. The investor has taken annual depreciation of $11,077 per year. Depreciation reduces the investor's basis in the property. After 7 years, the investor's basis will be adjusted as follows. Less depreciation, 7 years times $11,077 equals $77,539.00, adjusted basis, $557,461. Assuming the property is sold after 7 years, this adjusted basis will be used in calculating the capital gain or loss for income tax purposes. When the property is sold, the net sales price must be calculated for tax purposes. The net sales price is equal to the sales price less allowable costs of sale such as commissions and title expenses. Assuming the property sold for $680,000 with sales costs of $54,000, the adjusted sales price would be, sales price, $680,000, less expenses, $54,000, initial basis, $626,000. Now the capital gain can be calculated for tax purposes. Net sales price, $626,000, adjusted basis, $557,641, capital gain, $68,359. If a seller agrees to finance the sale for the buyer-seller financing, the transaction may qualify under IRS rules as an installment sale. An installment sale is a sale of property where the seller receives at least one payment after the tax year of the sale. If an installment sale is used, only the profit on payments received is taxed, and interest is taxed as ordinary income. Residential income property is depreciated over a 27.5-year period using straight-line depreciation. Commercial income property is depreciated over 39 years using straight-line depreciation. Land can never be depreciated for income tax purposes. Only improvements can be depreciated. Let's see how this works on a residential property. A property was purchased for $560,000 and allocation was done, assigning a value of $410,000 to the improvements and $150,000 to the land. Since this is a residential property, the annual depreciation is $410,000 divided by 27.5 equals $14,909 depreciation per year. The benefit of the depreciation expense is that it reduces the taxable income of the owner. The economic life is the period during which improvements contribute to value, or are being depreciated. When investment property is sold, it might create a tax obligation in the form of a long-term capital gains tax. If the seller wants to defer the payment of tax to a future date, the IRS permits tax-deferred exchanges. Real estate investors can defer taxation of capital gains by making a property exchange referred to as a 1031. In most cases, the properties being exchanged are of unequal value. Additional capital or property included in a transaction to even out the exchange is called boot, and the boot is taxed at the time of the exchange. To qualify for a tax-deferred exchange, the investor must hold the property for at least 1 year.